move home.
Hey again. Yeah, I just left the restaurant and I'm headed home myself. Over.
This is N0TR. Let me turn this radio down, Bill. Just listen to some old country western. I'm getting sleepy anyways. I'm glad you come on here. Oh, we're probably 5 miles north of home. Got our chickens and headed back to the farm.
I guess you get your pick of how many males and females you want.
Yeah, these are all, and I guess I said N0TR, these are all pre-sexed. And actually, boy, that was a beautiful drive back in there around Flat Rock. Beautiful homes back in there. They're pre-sexed, and they're all hens. And last time I got one rooster. And I mentioned that to him. He said, well, we'll just give you another one to replace it. I owe you one. And I said, well, no, I wasn't telling you that. And, well, I can pay you for it. I said, no, you ain't paying me. Well, we'll give you an extra hen then. So he did. And so we got 9 instead of 8. They're really nice farm people up there.
But, while I'm thinking about it, have you ever been to Carl Sandburg's house, his farm that was up there? That is really interesting. If you've never been there before, you probably have. That's really interesting. But, yeah, well, okay, that's good. I was going to ask you, well, how do you tell on a little chicken like that? I mean, how do you know, tell what the sex is? You don't have to go into detail, but I would have no idea. It's like little kittens. I mean, you know, they're almost impossible to tell. But that's good. He made it right. I was wondering, though, what happened to the rooster that... the rooster that you got over.
This is N0TR. Well, I gave him a summary court martial and or a general. I can't remember. Could have been a special. Oh, there went the GPS thing. Anyways, just unplug it on there. Shut it off, Bernie. Hang on a second, Bill. What happened was he was found to be disturbing the peace, my peace. And he was waking me up at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, nonstop crowing. So we sentenced him to the firing squad.
The dinner table.
Shoot. Well, I think the coyotes and the... bobcats and the vultures and all that we have in the backyard, I think they took care of that. I don't have the heart to eat them anymore. We did when I was a kid. When he said she'd butcher it, but I don't know. The other animals need feeding too. But I don't know how they do it, but when he buys them from the hatchery, it's already taken care of. And, boy, I forget what he said his feed bill was a month. What was it? $4,000 a month, something like that. You wouldn't think there'd be that many there, but there was a lot of them. And it's a lot of work. So these are 8 weeks old, and so you pay a little more for them, but he has a plethora of different varieties, some of them quite exotic and some of them not. But they got some beautiful ones. These aren't exceptionally pretty, but they're kind of iridescent blue, sort of like a peacock in some ways if they get in the sun. And they got a good disposition, and they really lay good, and that's why we chose them. Bernice did the research online. I couldn't care less. As long as they lay eggs, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. It's just a hobby.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, we have 2 families that are in our neighborhood, and you've been out to our neighborhood. Most of these houses are fairly good distance apart, but they both have roosters and they both have chickens. And this one family, the daughters would come by the houses and ask if you want to buy some eggs from them. So I'll do that maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks. I think they actually go to the farmer markets and sell them. But there's roosters in both locations, and you can definitely hear them, but of course they're not right next door, so they really don't disturb you, but you sure can't tell them when they go to town. And so does that place you buy the chickens, do they sell commercially as well?
I mean commercially, just Google the chicken man, and you'll have fun looking at the website. Some people have been getting on him to get a more commercialized website, but he doesn't want to fool with it. And he does a great job and answers every question you got. But it's kind of a fun website to go to, the Chicken Man, and his name is Amen. And it's like Amen in the Bible. And they're just a really nice farm family, Bill. I don't know how I got hooked up with them, but I did. Yeah, these chickens make a lot of noise anyways. They're all hens. But you don't need a rooster unless you're going to raise chickens yourself. And if they are setting on them, of course, they got to be fertilized. But we've never had a rooster in there until that one. And I just couldn't put up with it. We can hear the roosters from the neighbors every morning. And they're just plenty loud. This one would wake you up. Bill, I got to go. Thanks for riding with us. Appreciate it a lot. I heard Rusty, he was going to Landrum. And he just dropped into the hole there in Landrum. Just some kind of a meal up there and meeting with somebody, probably about his barbershop stuff. Anyways, I'll be clear after your final, Bill. N4IQ, N0TR73.
Yeah, I enjoyed the chat. And enjoy those chickens. All right, 73 to you and Bernice. N4IQ standing by and listening.